Another part of the situation is the high degree of autonomy and control over their own working situation, the structure of the week, and how they organize their working day. And this is an important job resource, we know, according to the job demands resources model from Bakker and DeMarotio. And we know that autonomy and self-control and being able to take charge of how you do your work and when you do your work is a very important factor in the working environment to keep the employees healthy and motivated. And we see that this factor is very high in this working environment, and it is, in a way, a premise for being able to do this in a good way. And at the same time, it strikes me that this high degree of self-control and the charge of your work can also, maybe in some situations, become overwhelming because it's very much up to yourself to make this structure and progression, right? And when we combine that with the situation of working a lot alone, as is natural in this PhD program, of course, because you're sitting, you're writing, you're thinking a lot of time by yourself. So I would think that this is also a risk factor for the feeling of hopelessness or loneliness or negative stress if you don't get the resources of social support in the environment as you need, for example.
Yes, I agree on everything that you are saying there, and I also would like to say that a PhD is a lot of hard work over a long period of time, and it's also complex work. Very complex work, and you are also in a learning process, and you are expected to, at the end, bring forward new knowledge, and that is demanding.
Exactly. It reminds me of this environment that naturally has some element of competition, element of high performance culture, and also perfectionism. So that is psychological factors that can cause also negative stress if you don't cope it in a good way for yourself, because it puts a lot of pressure on the individual, right? Yes. And I would also assume that many persons that choose to take on a PhD are people with lots of resources academically and high competent employees, and so they will be more inclined to have perfectionistic demands themselves. So this is for me a factor it's important to be aware of is in this environment, both for yourself as an employee or a PhD candidate, and for the environment around the supervisor, the personnel manager, and so forth. Because we know that if you are driven very much by perfectionism, it can also lead to, for example, burnout and negative stress.